This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show. Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Well, tonight we're talking about guns and gun control and how this thing got to be where it was and how that's going on. The gun control is a set of laws or policies that regulate the manufacture, the sale, the transfer, the possession, modification, or use of firearms by civilians. There is more debate on the right to bear arms than free speech. Americans tend to recognize the limits on free speech, such as defamation, but any attempt to infringe on the right to own weapons is perceived as the ultimate assault on freedom. Nothing says freedom like the right to own and use a weapon. Gun ownership is a metaphor for every debate in political ideology. From the role of government to civil liberties, the other thing that gun debate generates is a slew of facts. Well, we're going to talk about the Second Amendment, which says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Okay, so when did it get to the point where the well-regulated militia is not there and everybody only concentrates on the last half of it, which says the right to people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed? Okay, so what side are you on? Are you on the side that says everybody ought to carry a gun? I don't know what that would mean if everyone walked around with a gun. I think that would be kind of scary, my opinion, but there are those who love their weapons. I know a few, and I don't know, they just said it's the times that we're living in, they're saying everyone needs to be prepared. So I'd like to know, where do you stand? Where do you stand? What do guns do for us? What don't they do? There's the pro and there's the con. We're going to take a break and then we'll come back and I will get your point of view on how you feel about gun control.
Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious Seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, President and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
This is Carla Cook, daughter of the legendary Sam Cooke, on tour now with wondrous stories, the life and music of my father, Sam Cooke. You can find me at CarlaCook.com. Remember, that's Cook with an E. And follow my Facebook page at The Carla Cooke. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at The Carla Cooke. I hope to see you soon on stage in a city near you.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Just Jamine is a natural line of luxury creams and lotions. From our creamy shea to our thick frappe and our therapeutic body butter, we have eliminated the petroleum, the alcohol, and the water, and use natural oils and raw shea butter. Our products are made for the hair and the body naturally. For more information, visit us at www.justjameen.com or call us at 313-279-1494. That's www.justjameen.com.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, so we're back, and we're still talking about gun control. I'd love to find out what side you're on. Okay, I have a guest right now who has a question or would like to make a comment. Okay, Miss Lucy.
And how are you tonight, Miss Jenny White?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Hanging in there. You know, this is a very interesting subject. This is a very interesting subject, the right to bear arms.
A very controversial one, too.
Yes, it is. But in nowhere in the United States is gun control an issue except in the African-American community. Our children are 10 times more likely to die from firearms than any other race here in the United States.
Yeah.
And that's from statistics. I was thinking about how the Black Panther Party, how they started out trying to build, awareness in the Black community, that they had rights like anyone else. And they started walking around with guns that you could see. And that's how come the United States came, the law department came down so hard upon it, but they had a right to bear arms. And they did that. If a policeman tried to arrest someone or they saw something going wrong, they were there with their arms. And that's when they had, they opened up, they were all in Detroit, Chicago, all over Los Angeles. They were really effective in what they did in making the law a reality and within the Black community. And it was interesting how they did it. That it's been said that Hoover just pulled the brakes out and said, no, we're going to go after the Black Panther Party. And with Eldridge Cleaver, Bobby Seals, all of them, see Kathleen Cleveland, Eldridge Cleaver's wife. She still comes on and she talks about a lot of things that the Black Panther Party did in trying to bring the Black community together. But they felt they had the right to walk around with arms to protect themselves, and they did. And they were well within the law. But then they started trying to change the law or make it something else, you know, because you were Black people taking a stand. And it was very interesting during that time. They had a lot of good programs, too.
You know, there.
But our children are more like
Black people walk around with guns, okay? But
they did. They did.
That Michigan is a open carry? Are you familiar with that?
I didn't know that. That's interesting. Explain that. That's interesting.
Yes. I don't want to see anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to go to the grocery store and the person behind me has a gun.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
That unsettles me.
What is it called? The stand, that law in Florida?
Open carry.
That's what it is?
Open carry.
I thought it was something else. Trayvon was killed. It was right. What was that law that they were fighting in Florida? The sand and yeah. And the man had a gun. It was no reason, but he had it.
Yeah, but
and
he
that law
was told. He was told to leave that child alone.
They were coming to see what was going to happen, and he didn't do that. Yeah,
he.
But he
didn't
still got off.
Listen, he disobeyed the law, and he killed that child unnecessarily.
Oh, yeah.
Unnecessary. That was horrible.
But they still
but
used that law.
What his outcome was, did he do any time?
No, he didn't.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So
you know, But our children are more likely to die, no matter what.
Yeah.
Even we have a gun in the house. They're trying to teach you gun safety in the house. Like my son, he was on that case where he had to was called for jury duty, and he was on that case. Where the little boy had shot his brother with the grandparent's gun or something like that.
Okay.
And he said, "Mama, we had to sit there and look at this, the brains of this child blown all over the place. Look at pictures of it." And he was talking about that. Do we need gun control in the black community? Let's face it, if somebody's going to do you.
I think we need gun control in all the communities. I think
but,
we do.
Okay, suppose in order
to
help.
You know what?
Okay.
People are going to get guns no matter what.
That's true. You can get guns, you can't get food and water.
I'm sorry?
So you can get a gun, but you can't get food or water.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you can.
You can get it. You can get it. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
It's
unfortunately.
Out there. Yeah. Especially in the black neighborhood.
Yes.
You can get it.
But I wouldn't
want to say,
one
yeah.
of those because you don't know where they've been, who they've killed. And if
yes,
you get
true.
Caught with it, you know,
they
might blame
yeah.
you. If I
that
were to
true.
Get one, I would have to go to the gun store. I would definitely have to go to the gun store to get mine. Because I don't want one from
somebody
the
else,
underground, the black market.
Yeah.
But yeah, black people are more susceptible to being on the bad end of something
that's true.
Like that.
Our children. Even when your child walks out to just to go to school, I was reading this article on Google. Even if they walk out of school, they can be cut off shot. A baby sitting in the back of the car. Somebody shooting
yes.
off the freeway. That baby's
yes.
killed. All this is crazy. You don't know what to
yes.
do. Where you don't know what. Just well, how can you deal with it? You know, somebody's upset.
Well, you have to do a
this
lot
happens.
Of praying. That I do know.
Don't get, definitely.
Like
you can't get up off your knees.
Like
that's
this
true.
Young boy who missed the bus early in the morning. I don't know if the bus driver saw him and just left him. Maybe he was coming late and he decided not to wait on him or whatever. And the child got confused and turned around and went to somebody's door to ask for help. And the man came out with a shotgun. And he told a lie and said he shot it in the air. And they have video showing him that he shot at the kid. Thank God he didn't get hit. But can you imagine?
It is.
Just
you,
like
you,
the
when
lady
you,
who got in a car accident. Remember that? A couple of years ago, she got in a car accident.
Yeah,
and
went to the man's,
went
yeah.
to somebody's door, and he shot her through the door?
Shot her through the door. What is it?
You know, I don't think, in my mind, I don't think that our color will ever not be present in people's minds.
Acquainted with violence. Acquainted with violence. Yeah. Acquainted
yes.
with violence.
Right. Absolutely.
It is. It's something. It takes prayer for you to send your child to school, especially if you have to walk. I remember
yeah.
I was just sitting out in front of the school waiting for my grandchildren to get out. And so they had some type of program or something they were auditioning for. And I'm sitting there in the car with the baby. And so this girl walked up to me and she said, ma'am, can you give me, let me use your phone so that I can call my grandmother to let her know. I said, you don't really don't know what to do. So I'm sitting there in the car and, I said, what's the problem? She said, cause I have to go around here and I don't want nobody to hurt me around here, around the school area. And so I said, well, going to school, back to school, they'll help, they'll call your people. She says, I don't go to school right here. I go to an academy. And they drop me off from the bus. And this is what, she was telling me, and you want to help, but you're scared to, not to. I said, well, where you got to go? She said, I got to walk right here. But then, she said, but then that other car is around there. And it looks like the car that was trying to bother my sister. And so I said, you want to know how much is this fact and how much is this fantasy? So
right.
I was nervous about letting her in my car. But I said, so she kept saying, well, that's okay. And she was walking and she walked back. So I said, what I would do is I said, you walk on the sidewalk and I'll drive around in that area with my car. I wouldn't let her in the car, but I watched her, went back and it was a lot of fields, a lot of tall grass, and there right in this area was a bunch of trucks and cars. And so she just kept walking. I just kept following her through that maze. Not that I'm scared to be around here myself. And, I was afraid that, but I followed her around and followed her around. And then it came into all the trees and the grass disappeared. There was a little small community of houses there. And so I just kept following her around and stuff. And her grandma was out there. She said, where you been? And so she said, I was afraid because I saw this car, had tried to bother my sister some time ago. And she said, I was scared. And so I said, well, I just followed her around. That's all. She said, oh, thank you, because I can't leave these other kids. My daughter's working, and I could relate to that, But I just followed her around. But the fear in the black neighborhood is overwhelming. You don't know what to expect. We have a lot of missing children even now. You don't know what to expect, They're saying that, there are a lot of people in the morgue that haven't been accounted for.
That's true.
Gun control is a big necessity, especially in the black neighborhood. But if you do that, suppose they say we can't have any guns in the black neighborhood. Like you said, the criminals will always get guns. And then you have to change that amendment, which is, really needed. We represent 14% of the population. But our children are 10 times more likely than any other to be killed by firearms, no matter how little they are. No matter how little they are, they can get hurt. They can get hurt. It's needed. Someone should come up with something.
Well, it doesn't matter because, people don't follow the rules anyway.
They don't. That's true.
And it depends on what your color is if you get caught.
Yeah. That's true.
Like Trayvon Martin's killer. He said he had the right to protect himself. So we all do. Wonder how would that have sat if that young man had killed him. I think he would still probably be doing time.
Oh, yes, he would.
But that's crazy.
Yes, he would.
Even Martin Luther King said that the black race is the only ethnic group that has been enslaved in America.
That's true.
Now think about that.
That's true.
The black group is the only one that's been enslaved in America. I mean, they didn't enslave the Indians. I mean, well, now what they do is...
They tried, but they knew the country.
they get the Hispanics and everything and put them in the hotels and, pay them little or nothing or whatever. Or they be like Donald Trump. He gets them and uses them, and he doesn't pay them. So,
that's true.
I mean, but now with these kids being taken from their families, now they're saying, don't take the kids from the families where they are now and send them to their parents. Don't do that. You're traumatizing the child. Well, what are you doing to the parents When you say, no, your child has been here too long with parent A and parent B, and they no longer know you, so you have to let
them
stay.
But who are you to say that? Yeah. Who are you to say that?
That? You can't get your child back.
Although, as a family, you were coming here. You were coming here for help, humanitarian help, because you couldn't face a lot of things at home. So they take the child and throw you back into the, back into the arena. That
you
doesn't
know,
make
that's,
sense. No.
That's
not humanitarian. Yeah, it is.
That's really horrible.
When you let your child go to school, it takes a lot of faith to have them walk to school, even to trust them to come out of the school, in safety, Some of the, we used to have air raids and fire drills. Now they have other types of drills to keep them safe. Other kind, I think, what do y'all do? I think they usually have to, I think my granddaughter was telling me something like they have to run and hide in the bathroom and stand on the toilet and stoop down and stuff like that. I said, what is
Yeah, you're right. We used to have fire drills. We don't have that anymore. We have
guns. That's the thing of the past.
Gun drills, yeah.
It is.
So what are our kids going to do when if a fire breaks out? They can't run in the bathroom and stand on the stool.
No, it is. They're more concerned with other things. They're taking on
our whole situation has changed. It has changed. Yes. A lot of it has changed within the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So,
it is. We're more than likely about to lose your child, to some type of gun violence. The gangs that, when you don't want to join the gang, you don't want to do this. But within our neighborhood, they have a way of working
you to
become.
Well, that always was, but
yeah,
I don't know now. It's just worse. But then you have this one rapper, and I think he was in California, not real sure, but he got two gangs together and said, why are you guys fighting? Stop fighting. Let's get together and let's do something. So they have a drink out now. They took this name and that name, put it together, and they have I think it's a water thing. But that's how he got the two groups to stop fighting and to be entrepreneurs.
That's good.
Wonderful.
It is beautiful.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So why can't we do that?
We have to find out. The answer is here in our community. The answer is here. We have to come together as a community to find an answer.
Yeah, but
and to,
when
and to
we
make
get
it work,
together, they always call us a mob. We're a mob.
That's true. That is true. Yeah.
I mean, we just can't gather without being named something negative. So we're having the black man in America has always faced opposition. So I'm going to take a break right now.
Thank you.
And we will be back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Tonight it's gun control. I want to know, what side are you on?
Want to start a business or have tax issues? We know exactly how to handle your individual needs. We personalize each individual and give you the time required to focus on your needs. We audit you before the IRS does. The IRS is not on your side, but we are. We set up companies, do tax preparation, tax and retirement planning, bookkeeping, IRS audits, and reviews. Please call me, Deborah Mitchell, owner of Mitchell & Company, for a free consultation at 248-354-5122. And visit my website, MitchellTaxAccounting.com.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know If you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Autism affects 1 in 68 children, sweeping all racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic groups. Autism is a lifelong brain disorder that leads to untold challenges to the physical, financial, and social well-being of people with autism and their families. Resources are stretched thin. The Autism Alliance of Michigan, a collective voice for families across the entire state, uses resources to help families battle challenges right here, right now. If you or anyone you know needs help navigating the autism journey, contact the Autism Alliance of Michigan today, 877-463-AAOM, or visit them online at aaomi.org.
My name is Sheila White. I am the president and co-founder of Her Cries Are Heard, an organization that focuses on preventing violence against females. 1 in 3 women have been victims of physical abuse or violence by an intimate partner or non-partner within their lifetime. 94% of women killed by men were murdered by someone they knew. Violence can affect a woman's physical and mental health and also negatively affect her children. In 1991, my sister was murdered by her husband. And in 2013, my niece was murdered by a man who followed her home from a party. Being a victim of violence is devastating to the victim and the victim's family. Help us to help you. Help us to prevent this from happening to you or someone you love. Please look at our website, www.hercriesareheard.org, for the prevention tools and referrals to help save lives.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White. Okay, and we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. We're talking about gun control. And I'd like to know, what side are you on? All you have to do is press the 1 and you'll be streaming live about how you feel about carrying guns, open carry. How do you feel about it? Let me know. I'm going to read a statistic that was, they were talking about Al Capone and the Valentine's Day massacre in 1929. And it was saying that the Supreme Court, the United States versus Miller in Chicago on February the 14th, 1929, 7 criminal associates of George Bugs Moran and Al Capone, of course, was thought to be involved, and 7 men, criminal associates of George Bugs Moran, were gunned down in a garage, and no one was ever brought to trial. And they always thought that Al Capone had something to do with that. But it changed the conversation about gun laws, about gun ownership. It was more toward, the conversation started being more towards what kinds of guns were reasonable to a private citizen that wasn't associated with law enforcement or the military to carry. So I don't know. What do you think? And in 1934, the government passed the National Firearms Taxes and Restrictions, and that included new registration laws on certain kinds of guns, like machine guns and sawed-off shotguns, limiting the use and the spread of guns. It required that transferring and possession of restricted firearms would be taxed and reported to the government, the Treasury Department. They could give the states and the people could be, give the information to the states. And the people could be prosecuted under state laws. So that was different. In 1977, of course, the NRA came into the situation and attempted to change it, the law, into gun, to the Gun Rights Association. So, you know, here they come, and that's what they are. So when they were giving their information, they had to give the information to the Treasury Department. Then the Treasury Department could give that information to the states where the people were transferring possession and of restricted firearms. They would be taxed and reported to the government. The Treasury Department gave the information to the states and the people under the state laws. So, of course, you know, they got that change really quickly, because then in 1968, the Haynes case violated the Fifth Amendment. That's what they said. That one, the one that you had to register your gun when you were transferring it, you had to register your firearm, and it would be taxed. And so people got convicted on certain violations because they had restricted firearms. So, of course, they came up in 1968 with the Haynes case, because they were saying they violated their Fifth Amendment now. They've gone from the Second to the Fifth. So, of course, the NRA came into attempting to change the laws into a gun rights association. So, I mean, you have people that are going to always challenge, you know, the laws. That's like ancestry things that they're floating around, where if you want to find who you're connected to, and if you're Italian or German or whatever, all you have to do is spit in this thing and send it on. Well, I don't ascribe to anything like that. But I know people, some people do. But then I read recently that Ancestry is giving all those little DNA specimens to the FBI. So what do you think about that? And I'm sure somebody's DNA is going to come up and match some crime. And there it is. So the government does quite a lot of things, you know, undercover. You always have to be, well, it's unfortunate to say that, but you do have to be careful of what you're doing. You have to be mindful. I'll say that. Mindful about what you're doing. Okay. Caller, you're on. Hello.
Yes, hello. Jenny, it's myself again. Recently, okay. Was there something on Facebook or on the news or some magazine about this father who was teaching his young child how to use a gun? And a lot of people said, no, that's wrong. That's teaching them violence. That's teaching them that. But he felt that it was good to teach her the proper way of using a gun and things of that nature. People said, no, it would only lead to more violence, make her feel that this is the answer and all of this. That's something to think about. Should we, you know, enact within the Black community the right way to handle firearms? Because we, you know, we do have the, you know, if you want to try to get a gun, they have the training, you know, that's available to adults. But should we take that initiative and teach the young children how to handle it? Although they see so much violence on television, you know, that this is the proper way. This is the way that you handle something like that. I wonder how would that go.
Do you remember years ago when they were giving their children guns? They had pink, little pink guns and little blue guns. Remember that?
We used to play cowboys and Indians coming up. Everybody had a cap pistol and a cap and stuff like that. Yeah,
but it wasn't recently, but it was, we used to play cowboys and Indians years and years ago. But
we still had respect for life.
Yeah, but I'm talking about now when they were manufacturing pink guns for little girls and blue guns for little boys. Now, why they would do that, I don't know, because right now and today, mamas and papas and grandmamas and granddaddies, I don't know what they're doing about keeping their guns away from the children, because it's almost weekly now that we hear some 2 or 3 year old picked up a gun and killed the 14-year-old because
that
they were
true.
Playing. You know, and they were giving out gun locks. You know, you could get a lock for your gun, but I can understand if you have one under your pillow, but if you have a child running around, you can't.
You got to be
really
careful.
Under your pillow. But anybody that wants one can have one. Like you said, you can get them anywhere. You get them before you get a bottle of water and a bagel. You can get a gun.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I wouldn't want to teach a child unless I was way on a farm or something like that. Maybe I could see that, but in the city, crime is just too rampant as it is.
Yes.
And then our kids are getting killed.
That is true.
So we don't want our kids to be harmed. And that man that shot that kid and killed him, why would he shoot in a car anyway? I mean, how do you do that? How do you shoot in a car? You don't know who's in there. That is so sad. People that mind their own business.
We've come to this. Yeah.
People sitting up in your house. One lady said they were shooting in her house, and she ran upstairs to tell her son to get under the bed. He was already dead in his own bedroom playing his game. I mean, it's sad. I mean, what can you do? I heard years ago of this woman sitting in her kitchen playing cards on New Year's Eve, and some person shot through the window and killed this lady. So you can't say, well, I'm not going to leave my house.
No, you can't. You can't live in fear. We're heavily concerned, but you cannot live in fear.
Right. That's true. We cannot live in fear.
Live in fear.
But that's
we cannot
what
live
the
in
enemy,
fear.
Enemy wants us
fear
to do.
Fear has a lot of torment. It is. It's a torment.
Yes. Yes, it does.
A torment.
But that's what the enemy wants. He wants to take away our faith.
Yeah.
That's
a
what
fear.
He wants. And I was reading about the men that were the disciples that were on the ship, and the wind started blowing real hard like it was this morning. Well, it was worse than that because the water was coming into the boat.
Yeah.
And by them being fishermen, you know they've seen storms before. This was extra. And they were horrible. They were really horrible. And all they could do was go and wake up Christ. And they woke him up. And the first thing he said was, oh, ye of little faith. My goodness. So why was it that they had so little faith? Well, I guess we can either agree that we would have been the same way or maybe not. I don't know. But I'm going to take another break. We're talking about it with the Jenny White Show. We're talking about gun control. I'd like to know from my listeners, what side are you on? Are you on the side that says that it's okay to open carry and we ought to be able to, you know, carry any kind of firearm or weapon? Or would you prefer that we had gun laws? I don't know. What do you think? What would you like? We'll be back.
Lions Clubs International is a service or membership organization of over 1.7 million members worldwide. It was founded in 1916 in Illinois. Much of the focus of the Lions Club's work as a service club organization is to raise money for worthy causes as first responders. The Lions Club motto is "We Serve." Local Lions Club programs include sight conservation, hearing and speech conservation, diabetes awareness, youth outreach, international relations, environmental issues, and many other programs. The Lions acronym also stands for Liberty, Intelligence, Our Nation's Safety. For more information, contact us at lionsclubs.org.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Do you know a youth in need of a place to live? Have you always wanted to make a difference in the city of Detroit, but not known how? The answer to both of these questions is Covenant House, Michigan. Covenant House is a youth homeless shelter serving 18 to 24-year-olds in the city of Detroit with education, resources, job preparation, and so much more. If you'd like to learn more about these programs, please call 313-463-2000 or look us up on the web at www.covenanthousemi.org.
This is Jacqueline Jones Frederick of Jones & Frederick Enterprises, Inc. This incorporation consists of a tutoring business, a tutoring staffing, and a traveling business. We have serviced the community since 2007. Our clients are third graders to college students. We tutor in all academic subjects. Please call Jacqueline at 586-306-5487.
This is Dr. Joanne Dixon, pastor of the Living Word Evangelistic Missionary Church at 2234 North Front Street here in Philadelphia. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. for Sunday school and at 11 a.m. for morning worship, prayer and Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You can follow us on Facebook or dial 267-314-5220. We are a loving church and a learning church, which make us a growing church. God bless you.
South is a user experience design and development shop located in Philadelphia. We have over 12 years of experience in the visual communication field with a long list of satisfied customers. We provide innovative solutions for existing and emerging platforms. Got a plan? Let our team of talented professionals help bring it to life. You can reach us at 215-701-3934. You can visit our website, www.5setsouth.com. www.57south.com. We look forward to kickstarting your next project. Thank you. Have a great day.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show, and we're talking about gun control. And I need to hear from you. What do you think we should do about gun control? How do you think we should regulate weapons? I don't know. What do you want to do? Because they're used in so many different situations. You have marital situations, which the police say are the most deadly because a lot of them get killed when you get involved in that situation. Or you have with the young people, you have, that's my girlfriend, and you can't have her, you can't look at her, and if she decides to go with someone else, then you want to shoot her, and then you'll turn around and shoot yourself. We need to have good old-fashioned conflict resolution. We need it. We need it because we have a lot of mentally ill people, and believe it or not, they have access to a lot of weapons. Now, if they're homeless and they're out in the street, I don't think I could much blame them if they had a weapon. I think if I was homeless and I had to sleep in the street, I would have a weapon as well. But I don't know if they get much grief if they're out there. I don't know if people bother them like that because they think they don't have anything. I've heard years ago about a man that was homeless on the street. It had to be by choice because after he died, they found out in his home under his mattress he had thousands and thousands of dollars. So why he was out there is news to anybody. We have a lot of mental health issues that people don't like to deal with because there's a stigma attached to it. And what we need to do is to forget the stigma and get the help. And if we have family members, we need to see whether or not we can get them some help. So I'm going to take another break, and then we will come back with a final thought. We're talking about gun control and what side are you on?
We'll be right back after these messages.
My name is Sheila White. I am the president and co-founder of Her Cries Are Heard, an organization that focuses on preventing violence against females. 1 in 3 women have been victims of physical abuse or violence by an intimate partner or non-partner within their lifetime. 94% of women killed by men were murdered by someone they knew. Violence can affect a woman's physical and mental health and also negatively affect her children. In 1991, my sister was murdered by her husband. And in 2013, my niece was murdered by a man who followed her home from a party. Being a victim of violence is devastating to the victim and the victim's family. Help us to help you. Help us to prevent this from happening to you or someone you love. Please look at our website, www.hercriesareheard.org, for the prevention tools and referrals to help save lives.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Do you know a youth in need of a place to live? Have you always wanted to make a difference in the city of Detroit, but not known how? The answer to both of these questions is Covenant House, Michigan. Covenant House is a youth homeless shelter serving 18 to 24-year-olds in the city of Detroit with education, resources, job preparation, and so much more. If you'd like to learn more about these programs, please call 313-463-2000 or look us up on the web at www.covenanthousemi.org.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show, and we're talking about gun control and the gun control issue. And I was reading, it said in 2018, after a significant year for the gun control movement in 2018, momentum for stricter firearm laws in states across the country likely will accelerate. And because of that, student survivors of the February 18 mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 people dead, helped galvanize a national movement for stricter gun laws. 27 state legislatures passed 67 new laws aimed at restricting access to guns. In the 6 years prior, states had enacted nearly 600 gun laws, and nearly two-thirds of those were backed by the National Rifle Association, which is the NRA. Okay, so if it was the NRA, I doubt very seriously whether or not they were very strict. Gun industry officials who generally oppose efforts to restrict firearm access recognize the changing political landscape. So an advocacy group representing the firearms and ammunition industry said the next year of gun-related legislation will be a mixed bag. It comes as a surprise to no one that Democrat-controlled state houses are less advantageous to the firearms industry. We'll see more restrictive gun laws, but we might see improvement to right to carry laws in other states in the country. So they're saying that the Second Amendment, there's a demise of the Second Amendment. So we don't know what's going to happen or how it's going to happen. Okay, you can speak. Did you have a final moment that you had something to say? I was talking about the gun rights. I'm sorry?
Yes, I did. When the President Trump, are you talking to me?
Yes.
Okay, remember when President Trump, one of his, talking about the city of Chicago and the gang violence and all of this, he said he was going to put the troops into the city of Chicago to control the gun violence there.
Right.
This is what he had promised that he was going to do.
Put the troops at the border too.
I think we do have some troops at the border too, that's not the answer. It's not the so-called answer, because then you have people fighting. And a lot of innocent people would get hurt, you know, by putting the troops there, you know. In the city, like we've seen so many times before, really within the black community, when they try to, you know, stop a mob or, you know, all this lawlessness in the street, he was for putting the troops in the black community because of the violence.
Yes, they wanted to revisit the stop and frisk laws.
Yeah. That's something, yeah. But you still have the right to bear arms.
Well, they're saying that they just don't want us to bear arms.
That's true. That's definitely true. That is definitely
so,
true.
I don't know what side my listeners are on. I don't even know what side I should be on at this
That's
point.
That's true. You don't know. You don't. You really don't. You know how we could deal with this. But it's a subject that has to be handled in
it
the right way.
It has.
In
it
an
really
effective,
does.
Right, an effective way, yeah. It is.
It really does. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to fix it. So we can leave it up to our legislatures or, I don't know, do what we've been doing.
Praying
do
as we go.
Been doing. Yes, pray as you go. Absolutely right. So if I have any other of my listeners who would like to give us a
thank
final
thank you, Jenny White. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling in. If I have anyone else that would like to give us a final thought. We have 3 minutes to go. If not, I'm just going to say that this is a Black History moment today. Well, this is Black History Month, but I'd like to say that Phyllis Wheatley was only 12 years old when she became the very first African-American female published author. And we have a whole lot of African-Americans that have done things. And we don't want to just wait until February comes and then just put it all out there. We can just put it out there anytime. Anytime. So if you have, if you don't have anything else to say, I am going to say I appreciate you for listening. I thank you so much for your participation. And we're talking about the Less Jenny White Show and gun control. What side are you on? So tonight, I'm asking that you have a safe weekend. And we'll see you back the next time. But right now, we'll say goodnight. And thank you.